Andrew Crystal with you. How are you this bright sunny day across the country? Except in BC. Hang in there. Ontario Labor Minister Montague McNaughton told me at his office this morning that the opioid crisis in Ontario and across the country is something for which the provincial government, construction unions, business leaders, and the public really all need to be involved in. The opioid crisis affects every province, every city, and every town in this country. And I mentioned construction unions because the opioid crisis has hit the construction sector particularly hard. Now, the man who set up the meeting with me today with the Ontario Minister, Monty McNaughton, is Phil Gillies. Phil Gillies is the Executive Director of the Ontario Construction Consortium. He's also created the campaign for awareness called the OtherPandemic.ca. Joining us on the line now is Phil Gillies. Thank you for taking time, sir.
Thank you for having me back, Andrew.
Tell us more about the experience you and I had with the Ontario Minister of Labour this morning.
Well, we had a great, great meeting with Minister McNaughton. Spent about an hour and a half with him, partly because he's assisting us with an upcoming video we have to further our campaign. We'll talk more about that later. But he's very much engaged with this issue. He said that he was very upset, concerned when he heard the statistic earlier this year that about a third of the employed people in Ontario who died of drug overdose were construction workers. And he wanted to do anything he could to improve that situation. So he's been working with us. Back when we launched our campaign in June, shortly after that, he announced a pilot project to look at mental health and addiction issues in the construction industry. They funded it to the extent of about $7 million. So there's a pilot project underway. And I got the distinct sense this morning, tell me if you did too, Andrew, that we haven't heard the last of this from Monty McNaughton.
Well, you deserve a lot of credit as a Canadian. I really want to throw some sunlight on you, Phil Gillies, because former politician, very well known. You do a lot of great work with the Ontario Construction Consortium in terms of lobbying on their behalf. But, you know, you've taken the lead on discussing the opioid crisis in halls and in conference rooms where it's not really mentioned because it's uncomfortable. Everybody knows somebody who has a problem, a mental health problem. And remember, alcohol is a drug. So this really touches so many people. And if Minister McNaughton said today that, you know, he has a friend that has suffered. So things that he does to make Ontario, and name your province, folks, these public servants, the things that they do to make our lives better often involves people they know. This touches them too. It might even be them. So it's about getting rid of the stigma and opening the conversation. And you, Phil Gillies, have done so much to promote this issue, which is opens the door to a larger issue of mental health and wellness. And with deindustrialization hitting so many parts of North America, the hollowing out of manufacturing, and Minister McNaughton talked about the hillbilly elegy that he read that moved
him. Yeah.
And I believe that you are going to save lives and change lives as a result of the other pandemic.ca.
So.
Please look up the other pandemic.ca. Google it.
Andrew. The weekend before we launched the campaign back in June, and when I say we, I've had a lot of assistance from the Carpenters Union, District Council of Ontario, on this. And their president, Mike York, has been a great ally and spokesperson on this issue. And, you know, the weekend before we launched this campaign, two young apprentices from the Carpenters Union overdosed. One of them survived, thank goodness. The other did not. So we lost a brother. We lost a member just, the very week that we were launching this campaign. I was expecting more pushback from some of the organizations within the construction industry than we actually got. There's been a great deal of support for shining light on this issue. And this was demonstrated back in August when we were invited to make a presentation to the Toronto Board of Health. And more than a dozen organizations from the construction industry joined together in making that meeting happen. So we've had support, as I already mentioned, the Carpenters Union, but the Toronto Sewer and Water Main Association, the Heavy Construction Association, Interior System Contractors, the Ontario General Contractors Association. I could go on and on.
That's the OGCA, right?
That's OGCA, the Ontario General Contractors Association. And I really want to give them a shout out and thank them because they're working with us in making an upcoming video possible. So we've had a lot of support from various sectors in the industry. And the concern that you touched on, Andrew, and the concern I had was that people would think this is a bad news story. I don't want to go near it. Why are you bringing this up? That kind of attitude we didn't find to any great extent. Just about everybody said, this is a big issue. We're glad it's being tackled. And what can we do to help?
Why do you think that there's been a sea change in terms of perceptions? The public ready to have these difficult, open discussions? The politicians seem to be open to it. Certainly, Monty McNaughton, Minister of Labor in Ontario, he was very moving in his talk with us today. It was very emotional.
I think people generally are more apt to take a positive, constructive view towards mental health and addiction issues than they were even 10, 15, 20 years ago. Just about everybody knows somebody who's in trouble, whether it be with drugs or alcohol or anything else. Addiction is widespread. It's impacted most families one way or another. And the stigma that used to be attached to this type of issue, that it was an addiction was somehow a moral failing on the part of the person.
Character flaw. Uh-huh.
Yeah. A character flaw. Why don't you just smarten up and fly straight kind of thing? It's a disease. Addiction is a disease. You wouldn't tell somebody with cancer to smarten up and pull yourself together. And we shouldn't say that to somebody who's struggling with an addiction either. It's a disease in every sense of the word.
Let's talk about why the opioid crisis, and please check out the other pandemic.ca. Phil Gillies, his campaign is moving mountains, quite frankly, and I really commend you for that. Tell us why it has affected the construction sector across the country from Victoria to Nova Scotia. What is going on with the construction sector and the opioid crisis?
Well, we first started to become concerned about this back about a year ago. We started hearing anecdotally of substance abuse problems going on in the construction workforce and increasing deaths from opioids. And there's been a huge increase since COVID began. There's been a dramatic increase in the number of people across the country dying from overdose. Increase in Ontario of 60% in one year. Ontario went from 1,500 people dying of over. I'm talking generally now, not just construction workers, but 1,500 people died of overdose in 2019. In 2020, that went up to about 2,500. So a 60% increase in 1 year. And you look right across the country, British Columbia, more people have died of overdose last year than died of COVID. So it's a pandemic in every sense of the word. We became very concerned when data started coming out of the U.S. indicating that of the people who were employed at the time they died of an overdose, about one third were construction workers. And we started putting together our campaign last winter just based on the data that we had coming in from the States. But then in May of this year, a report came out here in Ontario confirming exactly what the experience was in the United States, that about a third of the employed people dying in Ontario from overdose were in the construction industry. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, construction is very hard physical work, and people do get injured. And when they get injured, they're very likely off to the doctor, and the doctor is going to prescribe painkillers. And most of the painkillers that are prescribed for that type of pain from injury pain, most of those drugs are opioids. So the workers are generally fine as long as they're on the prescription, but then the prescription runs out. The doctor won't prescribe any more out of an abundance of caution. And then the workers who are still either in pain or now addicted to the opioids, they go to the street to buy their drugs. And what's out on the street is fentanyl. And fentanyl is deadly. Depending on the dosage, fentanyl will kill anybody, even anybody who's got a long experience with other street drugs. Nobody can stand up to this stuff. And that's why we're losing people. So we need to address any number of issues. How are these pain cases being handled by the medical system? What can we do better? And frankly, there's been a discussion in Toronto recently about safe supply. Should we be doing more to ensure that the drugs addicts are taking are not deadly?
Phil, you have had medical experts tell you that heroin is much safer than fentanyl, and that if heroin was being used on the street or in private homes, that the world would be much safer.
We've heard that from so many medical experts and so many people who work out in the field. That most people can handle a certain dosage of heroin. The way heroin was constituted 10, 15, 20 years ago, but now it's fentanyl. And this fentanyl is extremely strong. A very, very small dosage of it can send a person into overdose. A very small dosage of it can kill somebody. And that's what's happening. So we need to do whatever we can to keep people away from buying those potentially dangerous street drugs.
Phil Gillies joins us. He's the executive director of the Ontario Construction Consortium. So what is your mission with the other pandemic.ca, Phil Gillies?
It's multifaceted. We want to, first of all, and I think we've had some success with this, we wanted to draw attention to the issue. We wanted people to focus on how serious it was. And I think we've had some success with that. I mean, the Ontario government already announced their pilot project to look at solutions. And my understanding is that there's more to come from Ontario. City of Toronto, the Board of Health and Council there are talking about the very issues that we're concerned with. They're talking about safe supply. They're talking about, and I know this will be controversial, but there's even discussion at the Toronto Board of Health about decriminalizing small amounts of street drugs or recreational drugs. So that's all in the works. We also want increased counseling, increased training, increased funding for rehabilitation services. Now, the unions and the construction associations are doing quite a bit in this area as it is, and they're doing good work. There's one-on-one counseling available through several of the unions and through several of the construction associations. There is the facility, the De Novo Treatment Center in Ontario, which is available to many construction workers. But we need more. We need more. The services available generally to people were reduced somewhat as a result of the COVID pandemic. A lot of counseling and a lot of groups and a lot of medical services that used to be provided in person, over the last 18 months, they've been available either online or by telephone. And there's a lot of evidence that the services available to most ordinary people are inadequate. You want to talk about inpatient treatment, about you know, the kind of treatment center you go where you actually stay for 30, 60, 90 days. The wait list for publicly funded beds in those centers, say 5-6 years ago, I believe was about 4 months. A person got into the system and could go into a treatment center in about 4 months. Now, well, frankly, people don't want to talk about it. People within the government don't want to talk about it. But I've heard of people in need waiting for 12 months to get into a treatment program. So we need to focus resources there, too. We just want the... Sorry.
Go ahead. We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. We just want people to take this seriously, to realize that the opioid crisis didn't stop as a result of COVID. In fact, it got worse, and it's killing our coworkers, our family members, our friends, and we have to tackle it very, very seriously.
Thank you. Phil Gillies is the executive director of the Ontario Construction Association. Check out the otherpandemic.ca. Thank you so much, Phil, for making the world a little better, at least fighting the good fight. God bless you. Check me out on Twitter at Andrew Crystal with a K.